Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
And I am coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to super producer and host Ryan Hickey holding it down on the boards for us in New York City. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in, every human being, all the ladies and gentlemen, and dogs and cats, everybody who's listening to the show right now. I get started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. We have had a busy, busy show. NFL free agency is underway. Everybody could sign their contract starting on Wednesday. Kirk Cousins is a Falcon. Saquon Barkley is an Eagle. How about this for all the Patriot fans out there? Hooray! I see Jacoby Brissett is going back to New England. $8 million. I mean, he's going to babysit whoever they draft that quarterback, but not bad. Not bad bringing back Jacoby Brissett. So there's been a lot of movement. We'll talk about it, which we've already been doing for the past 3 hours. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app. If you missed a minute, you can hit rewind, okay? Shout out to people listening live on their local CBS Sports Radio affiliate, SiriusXM Channel 158. You got a smart speaker, you can ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. You can also listen on CBSSportsRadio.com. The phone number here is 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You can find me online. If you utilize the internet, you're trying to waste time at work. Hey, I'm at JR Sport Brief. Hey, somebody told me today, hey, my boyfriend listens to you. I said, oh, is that good or bad? I don't know. He said, he didn't know what you look like. And if you want to know what I look like, I'm on social media. Go ahead and look it up. Anyway, thank you so much. Lige Duzable came through and joined us. This man played in the NFL for 10 years. He's an analyst on CBS Sports HQ. Thank you for the time, Lige. We had a conversation with D. Orlando Ledbetter, Falcons reporter, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Thank you so much coming through and talking to us about Kirk Cousins and the fact that these damn Falcons, they should be in competition with the Buccaneers to win the NFC South. And thank you last hour to Dave Zangaro for coming through, courtesy of NBC Sports Philadelphia, to talk about Saquon Barkley, the newest member of the Philadelphia Eagles. And for Saquon, who got himself a nice contract, he's making about $12 million a year. Saquon already got some, beef? Tiki Barber basically said that Saquon going to the enemy, he's now basically dead to him. Well, Tiki said it was a joke. Well, you know what? You judge for yourself. I want you to listen. This is WFAN Sports Radio in New York. This is Sean Morash and Evan Roberts. And then you also have Tiki Barber. That'll be the other voice you hear. And Tiki's like, hey, you left. You're dead to me. Listen to this.
And Saquon has already taken to Twitter himself to say thank you to everyone who's shown me love and support over the past 6 years. Forever grateful. Excited for the next chapter. Blue heart emoji. Peace.
Okay, right. Blue heart emoji. I'm looking at
he's dead to us now.
Yeah, say it.
He's dead to us.
Because he won't say it.
You're dead to us, Saquon. Good luck. You're dead to me.
Damn. Sounds like a joke. I interpreted it as a joke. Saquon thanked all the New York Giant fans, and then Saquon went on X, and he responded to Tiki. Saquon Barkley basically said, listen, you've been a hater from the minute I got to New York, And then Saquon basically said, listen, man, don't act fake when you see me. Well, Tiki responded on his show. Listen to Evan Roberts and Tiki actually go through these tweets.
LOL, yep, you're the prime example of loyalty to a team. What the hell does that mean?
I have no idea.
Because you retired?
Because I got tired of getting beat up and I left the game. And they, by the way, won a Super Bowl after that? What are you talking about? I've been retired for 17 years, 18 years. I am now in the media. The fact that my emotional reaction responding to you going to the Philadelphia Eagles, which is, by the way, the voice of a lot of Giants fans. I'd say the majority of Giants fans, and you're going to come back and talk about something from 17 years ago that you don't even understand or misrepresenting? That's fine. Be that way then. I like Saquon Barkley. By the way, saying dead to me was basically tongue-in-cheek, but it is what it is. Get offended.
You've been a hater since I got to New York. Why have you been hating Saquon Barkley?
I don't even know what he's talking about. I've done nothing but support Saquon Barkley. I'm not sure what he's talking about. Now, if he's going to pull this, I'm gone now, hate me if you want to, fine. We'll hate you, right? You're not talking to me because I don't care. I've been retired for a long time, almost 50 years old.
You didn't need
I know what my legacy is with the New York Giants. I'm pretty sure I was a Giant for life.
Do you think your legacy with the New York Giants is better than Saquon Barkley's?
Do I need to answer that?
Oh, I love it. Great radio. Great radio. Yeah, Tiki Barber might say that he likes Saquon Barkley. I don't have to read between the lines. It's quite apparent to me that, Saquon Barkley does not like Tiki Barber. That's fine. I'd love to see him in a room together. And eventually, at some point in time, it doesn't have to be this year or next year, eventually their cross are going to pass. Their paths are going to cross. And then we just got to see what happens. I'd love to be a fly on the wall there. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. So many running backs have moved today. Austin Eckler is now a member of the Commanders. Aaron Jones has been given the boot from the Green Bay Packers. They release him. The Green Bay Packers decide to bring in Josh Jacobs from the Raiders. We know some of the big moves over the weekend. Right before we went to break, we heard from Chris Jones, who is going to be sticking around with the Kansas City Chiefs for the next 5 years. Russell Wilson is a member of the Steelers. Kirk Cousins, we talked about this extensively. Kirk Cousins is going to be throwing the rock around for the Atlanta Falcons. And now the Falcons should be back in the playoffs. If they do not go to the playoffs, there are going to be a lot of angry folks here in Atlanta, Georgia. Tony Pollard is now a member of the Tennessee Titans. Well, what does that mean for the Dallas Cowboys? They better get their hands on someone like, I don't know, Derrick Henry. And so much movement. Christian Wilkins going from the Miami Dolphins, now a member of the Raiders. Gardner Minshew also joining the Raiders on a 2-year contract. So much. Hickey, did I miss anything? There's so many guys that moved around.
I think you got them all, there is still transactions being made as we speak.
Yes, people are moving, people are shaking. I need everybody to beef like Tiki and Saquon. That's what I need. How come we can't have more of that in free agency? I know T. Higgins wants to be traded from Cincinnati, but I need more beef. I need some fighting, man.
T. Higgins versus Chad Ochocinco. There you go.
Why?
The next battle.
Why would they fight? Oh, well, old player from the team versus current player.
T. Higgins wants to leave. Chad Ochocinco, right, is someone who spent a majority of his career and had a lot of success in Cincinnati. Maybe he says, hey, young buck, calm down. Stay here. Don't leave. You're being selfish. And maybe we can get a little sparring of words.
I thought Chad Johnson takes me as someone that just minds his business, though, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I had no problems with anybody.
But, well, if you want, I also thought the same thing with Tiki, right? I mean,
oh yeah.
Very nice guy, you know? He doesn't go out of his way to instigate or to start things.
Touche. Yeah, well, they'll be able to talk about this for the next, I don't know, what, couple of weeks, right? Maybe?
Oh,
Definitely next season.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that will get some, that first Giants-Eagles meeting, that will get some attention.
Oh, that'll be fun. That's going to be a lot of fun. I hope it's a primetime game. NFL always doing something right or trying to max out. Hey, put this on primetime so everybody can see it. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Lee is here from Baltimore. You're on the JR Sportry Show. What's up, Lee?
What's up, JR?
How are you?
Man, hey, I just got back from Mars. You heard me. Can you hear me clearly now?
You got a new cell phone, huh?
Nah, I still got my iPhone fit in.
What's
up with you, though, JR? You a hard man to get in contact with, man. I be trying to chop it up with you via, CBS Radio.
Well, I'm here. You called me. Here I am. What's up?
Man, listen, you got to come out here and grab some crab cakes. I got you. Everything on me, JR. But listen, though, let's talk a little bit about some football, though, because it's been a lot of moving around today. You know, the internet's going crazy. All the radio stations are going crazy. It was some big talks about we're getting a big running back down here. I know Saquon Barkley, he's gone. You got Eckler, he's gone out the market. Who else? Tony Pollard's gone. There's another guy. DeAndre Swift. The only guy that hasn't moved around was Derrick Henry, though. What's going on with that, man? You know, they was talking about the King may come down here to Baltimore.
Yeah, I mean, he got options, right? I mean, not that this is an exciting option. We all know that Aaron Jones, as I mentioned, he got let go and released by the Green Bay Packers. And Derrick Henry, I mean, if you're Derrick Henry, you have options as well. Let's keep this in mind. Derrick Henry, he's from Florida, played in Alabama. To me, I just feel like he's a cowboy. I know he trains in Texas.
Yeah, y'all, you just said he got options. That's what we run down here. We run the option down here. He'll fit right in with Lamar. Not to mention that Derrick Henry's middle name is Lamar. So you never know what's going to happen.
He would, but if he wants to, quote-unquote, stay a little close to home where he spends his offseason, he could be in Dallas or he can go to the Ravens.
Let me ask you this. Who you think got a better chance of getting the Super Bowl, Dallas Cowboys or the Baltimore Raiders?
See
what I'm saying? See, Derrick Henry, he might fit better coming down here. Bring the King to us, man. His middle name is Lamar anyway.
Look, you know what? I'm kind of split 50-50 on it. I'm split 50-50 from a fan perspective. Derrick Henry is one of my favorite players to watch, period.
Me too.
He's basically like the juggernaut with a football helmet. He's out there running over everybody. And so the combination of Derrick Henry in Baltimore with Lamar Jackson is exciting to me. But also, just from a football perspective and also a content perspective, that man being down in Dallas in Texas, it's the most valuable franchise in the league. It's star time.
Dallas, they don't excite me, man. Baltimore, with Lamar Jackson running that RPO, it's exciting. And just throw Derrick Henry in the mix. Man, can you imagine how that RPO is going to be? You're going to have defensive linemen looking scary. They don't know what to do. What they going to do? And not to mention, he can catch the football out the backfield. I hear a lot of people saying Aaron Jones, he catch the ball a little better out the backfield.
He might be a little
tread on the tires. Yeah. You know what I mean? But, I'm going to let you go, though, JR. Nice talking with you, chopping up. And remember, you ever come to Baltimore, holla at Lee. We got big crab cakes down
here. Yeah, I come through. I'm doing some things with Morgan State, so stay tuned, okay?
Yes, sir. Enjoy the show, man.
Thank you, Lee, for calling from Baltimore. Yeah, Derrick Henry got options. It would be cool to see him in a Ravens uniform. And if I'm the Ravens, it would be an excellent addition to go ahead and add Derrick Henry because you want to start limiting the wear and tear on Lamar Jackson. And I get it. I think there's been a misconception that, Lamar Jackson has played the position like Cam Newton. He doesn't. This man is not a battering ram. He just goes past folks. But it would certainly help him out and leave a little bit of tread on the tires. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Kevin is here from Baltimore. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Kevin.
What's good, JR? How are you this evening?
I'm excellent. Go ahead.
I think Saquon going to the Eagles was good for the football. But as far as the Ravens, I really like Aaron Jones. I think Derrick Henry would be a great pickup as well. But my deciding factor would be simply if, say, we're down 10 points, Aaron Jones is going to be far more effective than Derrick Henry. And, I mean, you saw that when he ran and marched the Dallas Cowboys up and down the field in the playoffs. I would love to get Aaron Jones in Baltimore behind Lamar.
It sounds good, but how much does he, quote-unquote, have left? You know, Aaron Jones missed games last year. There's a reason why the Packers didn't want him. I don't know, man. It sounds good. If we were able to turn back the clock, you just never know with the running backs. Like, is he going to, or has he already fallen off of a cliff? And then if I have to continue to think forward, look, even the worst of Derrick Henry, I don't think this guy is I don't want to say capable, everybody is. I still think this dude got a lot left, especially for a team that wouldn't need him all the time. This would be a best-case scenario, I'd say.
Yes, sir, and you're right. The thing is, again, I think it just kind of, for me, it circles back a little bit to, like, if we're down in the game, of course, but, like, if you look at Aaron Jones' last five or six games of the season this past year, he was on fire well over 100 yards every game, so maybe a little bit of revitalization for the man. But, you know, both are really good players, right? I mean, you'd almost flip a coin probably.
Yeah, well, I think it's also
the chat, my man.
No, thank you, Kevin, from Baltimore. I think it's also a nice benefit that he missed some time and he came back a little bit more well-rested while everybody else a little bit beaten down throughout the course of the season. It's tough evaluating running backs. That's why about 10 of them switched teams today. It's crazy. Cam is also calling from Baltimore. Shout-outs to everybody in Baltimore. Cam, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
How you doing?
Hey, go ahead. You're live.
All right, man. I just want to talk about Derrick Henry, too. I think that he'd be a great addition to the Ravens. One, because I just think our biggest struggle is in the postseason and late at the end of the season. And he would help Lamar so much, take a lot of pressure off him. Unclog, you know, when they in the box, they in the box for Lamar. You know what I'm saying? You will not be able to do that, you know, with Lamar and Derrick Henry running the read option together. And just him swinging out the backfield on a swing route or anything like that would just cause so much disruption for the league. I think that's what Lamar needs to get over the hump.
Yeah,
I mean? Think he doesn't even need he doesn't need a T. Higgins or somebody like that will help, you know what I'm saying, take the top off. But he can win just the way we play.
Yeah.
If we had a running back that was really a guy. You know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
I'm with you. I wouldn't go out there and try to trade anything for T. Higgins. But, I mean, for the way the team is currently constructed, I think it'd be mutually beneficial to both Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson if they were sharing the backfield together. Thank you so much, Cam, for calling from Baltimore. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I told you I wanted more beef. I wanted more fighting. I need some more animosity. I need more rivalries with all this free agency stuff in the NFL. I need more Tiki Barbers versus Saquon. But I do know this. Yesterday, while I was watching women's college basketball, these women got chippy. They got violent in the SEC championship game. I'm going to talk about that on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. CBS Sports Radio. I'm nonviolent.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. now during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. You know, I told you I was looking for more animosity. I was looking for more beef. I was looking for more friction in free agency. You know, is Saquon Barkley hitting back at Tiki Barber? Hey, you've been hating since I got to New York. Damn. Ouch. Well, I found beef. I found an argument. I found fighting. I found it yesterday because I was sitting down watching the SEC championship game, LSU, the undefeated South Carolina Gamecocks, and it was a good game. The Gamecocks won 79-72, but things got chippy at the end of the game. Okay? Flauje Johnson, you might remember her from LSU. They won last year. She was on the team. You know, she had the ball. It was stolen from her. And then so then they called a foul, and then she's walking back towards the bench. And then another South Carolina player, Ashlyn Watkins, they kind of bumped into each other. And then, if you don't notice, this woman actually hit like a game-winning three over the weekend as well, the other game. Camila Cardoso, she's from Brazil. This woman is like 6'7", 6'8". She makes Angel Reese look tiny. She came rushing in and knocked Flauje Johnson on her ass. They got the pushing and shoving. Flauje's brother jumped from the stands. They put this man in handcuffs. This was wild. Now, I said I wanted violence. Not necessarily like this. You know, this is not fun stuff, putting people in handcuffs. Anyway, listen to this melee, courtesy of ESPN.
Flauje Johnson holds on to Malaysia Fulwiley, and then Flauje pushes Watkins. That's when Cardoso comes up and pushes Flauje down. Somebody jumped over the scorer's table from the stands. So the officials are at the monitor looking at this again.
Look, they looked at that on the monitor for 20 plus minutes. I am not joking. I was sitting down watching the game and I'm like, what the hell is going on? 20 minutes? They had to break this down. They ejected six people, and this is at the end of the game. There's like no bench. It was like every team only had their starters. Cardoso is going to be suspended for a game because you just can't be out there shoving and pushing people. And I'm like, damn. And then we get to the end, or we get to the press conferences at the end of the night, and Kim Mulkey, never one to hold her tongue, she was full of the fire. She's like, hey, tell that big-ass Brazilian girl maybe you should push somebody else bigger next time.
No one wants to be a part of that. No one wants to see that ugliness. But I can tell you this. I wish she would have pushed Angel Reese. Don't push a kid that you 6'8". Don't push somebody that little. That was uncalled for, in my opinion. Let those two girls that were jawing, let them go at it.
Oh, wow. Whoa, Hickey, is she an advocate for violence?
Holy cow.
Angel Reese is 6'3". And so I don't know how much fairer of a fight that would be. Yeah, okay, Flauje is 5'10". The other girl is 6'7", by the way, 6'7", 6'8". And Angel Reese is 6'3". I think Cardoso, the big Brazilian girl, she'd whoop everybody's ass, okay? That's just me. And where was Angel Reese? There was actually video of Angel Reese walking away. They got video of her walking away from the skirmish and going towards the bench like, listen, I ain't got nothing to do with any of this. Angel Reese actually went on X and she tweeted, and I love this, very highly of herself. As a person at my status, sometimes you have to walk away from certain situations. Mind you, the play before that, I rolled my ankle again and was already walking to the bench. I always ride for mine. I'm super proud of this team and super excited for March. Go Tigers. Angel Reese is like, listen, I ain't got time to be out here fighting nobody. I just sprained my ankles. Leave me the hell alone. Well, how does Dawn Staley feel about this? What about the coach of South Carolina? Dawn Staley, her big, giant, 6'7", 6'8", center, she's the one who really got the pushing. What did Dawn Staley say?
I'll take responsibility for what happened from our side of it, which is we don't, you know, we talk about these things as a, you know, as a team, and we try to, as much as possible, express to them how not to react in those type of situations. But real time is real time. And I know that, you know, anybody, Camilla, as well as the other four or five players that were ejected, I know if they had a chance to do it all over again, they would do it differently. But now we have that. I just don't want the people who are tuning in to women's basketball see that and think, you know, that is our game, because it isn't. Our game is a really beautiful thing. And to be quite honest, this is a part of it now. So we have to fix it and we have to move on.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, by the way, Camilla Cardoza, man, she came through with the shoulder tackle. Shoulder tackle. Hickey, she should be who needs an offensive lineman? Who needs help right now?
The New York Jets. Give Aaron Rodgers some protection.
Oh, man. She'd be out there slaying him. Did you see how she sent that girl flying? Did you see how she flew to the ground?
I mean, it was like swatting a gnat.
6'7" versus 5'10". She laid her out. That's why the brother who jumped onto the court. And they put him in handcuffs. I don't think he was arrested. They just kind of escorted him to the back. And I don't know what he was going to do against her. But because he looked to be about, I don't know, the size of his sister, 5'10", 6 feet. That woman's 6'7". I don't know what he thought he was going to do. And look, I love Dawn Staley. Absolutely love Dawn Staley. In the 90s, I loved her even more. I wanted to marry Dawn Staley. I saw her at the Barclays Center a couple months ago at the WNBA Finals. I let her go. So I'm a gentleman. But anyway, look, I don't know what she's talking about. People tuning in to women's basketball, and this is not what our game is about. This is sports, Dawn. Come on. People get the fighting, Dawn. Stop it. People get the pushing and shoving. I mean, we see this at all levels. There's skirmishes in the NFL. There's skirmishes in the NBA. Let us have a skirmish. Let women's basketball get the beefing like everybody else. Do I need to watch it for 20 minutes while they figure it out? Hell no. That part was ridiculous. Why do you need 20 minutes to start ejecting people? Take 5 minutes, get people a hell up on out of there. And this is great. Hickey, to be honest, we've talked about this. The women's game is where it's at right now. The men's game, don't care. I'm being honest. We're going to talk about March Madness because people are betting on it. But the women's game is hotter right now, without a shadow of a doubt.
100%. And I think in part because you know the players. They're there for multiple years. And you saw yesterday, like yesterday is not a culmination of just a highly, you know, anticipated game between two good teams. This has been brewing for years, right? Because they've played against each other. They know each other. Like that rivalry is real, where that fight in part happened, you could say, because of, you know, previous games and tension that in the men's game, with so many guys being one and done, there are no rivalries. You know, there is no intense games because the guys are there for a year then gone. So there's no carryover from 1 year to the next. You get that in the women's game a lot.
Listen, man, people are watching LSU because they saw Angel Reese last year, okay? People are tuning in to Iowa because they know what the hell Caitlin Clark has been up to. People hear and see Kim Mulkey in her suits. They listen to her audio. People remember the press conferences. People know Dawn Staley from the past 30 to 40 years. Sorry, Dawn. It's just the facts. And so when you have these names, and you make the great point, it's continuity. We don't have that on the men's side. College dudes are just, they're here, they're there. Some of the best players aren't going through college anymore. They're in the G League. They're coming over from Europe. It's a different time. I am more excited for the women's tournament when we get down to the nitty-gritty, okay? I mean, I ain't going to tell you I'm going to sit here, oh, my God, I watch 64 teams, whatever, and the women. I do not care. But when we get down to the best of the best, oh, hell yeah. I'm more interested in the women's tournament than I am the men's. Hey, Marco, how you feeling about this right now?
Look, I can't argue with you guys, and I think you both hit the nail on the head with the simple fact of that's the one, I guess, down point of college hoops, of where it's gone, is the fact that we don't get a chance to really truly know the players, because the second we get to know their name, they're in the NBA. So it takes away from the feeling of going into the tournament. You don't have the team that's, oh man, they're senior late. The senior laden teams are the teams that are, you know, a 12 seed, a 13 seed, a 15 seed. We don't care. We don't care about that. We care about the big name schools with the big name players and seeing them develop. And they can develop in the NBA. And in college, in the women's game, it's different. We get a chance to feel the team, to feel the players. We get a chance to see them grow. And we want to see it pay off in a 2 to 3 year span. It's just the way the game has evolved. And women's college hoops gives us a chance to get the continuity and the feel that we had when we were younger.
I need to see LSU in South Carolina again. I need to see them again. I need to see them not necessarily throwing blows and dropping elbows and shoulders. And I just need to see it again. I could pray for it. We'll see. Hey, I'm hyped for the women's game right now. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get some more of your calls before it's time to roll out. And then, oh, man, I got to roll into this news. This is some bad news if you're a Yankees fan. We got all this positive news, all this NFL free agency stuff. The Yankees are just getting punched in the gut. I'm going to fill you in on that. And then I'm going to tell you about something that took place. Oh, my God, this is terrible. This day in sports, oh, this is going to be a terrible one. I'll tell you on the other side of the break.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
You hear that, Hickey? Growth and maturity? Did you hear that?
No, I didn't miss it. Strong words.
Wow. Did you talk about me? And far be it. Anyway, it is the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. You know, at times. Anyway, look, it's been a busy day. Everybody got a free agent contract in the NFL today except for Hickey and I. Well, Hickey, what do we got to do to get one of these NFL deals?
I don't know. I mean, I can catch a football. That should be worth, I mean, $500,000, right? That's the league minimum, somewhere around there. That's worth that.
Where on the depth chart would you fall? Like, where would you be?
Well, I'm 5'11". I'm slow. I'm not strong or big or tough. So I would probably say second string. I can do that.
Second, you could play for the New York Jets.
That's it. Sign me up. Someone's going to catch the ball.
Opposite Garrett Wilson, right?
So you got to put bodies. You need 11 guys in the field. I could be one of those 11.
It could be. Hey, listen. Saquon is in Philadelphia. And Kirk Cousins is now here in Atlanta. Gardner Minshew goes out to Vegas. Jacoby Brissett is back in New England. We got Russell Wilson is now a member of the Steelers. Austin Eckler is on the Commanders. I can't even keep up. Xavier.
McKinney.
McKinney. I was going to call him Henry. Yeah, he's up in Green Bay now. DeAndre Swift is in Chicago. Kevin Byard is in Chicago as well. Pollard is in Tennessee. Aaron Jones got the boot. He got cut. They bring in Josh Jacobs. Wild. Absolutely wild. What a busy day. And we're not even done. This isn't like the beginning or end of free agency. This isn't even the official start. These players can't go out there and sign these contracts until Wednesday. This is just, quote unquote, the legal tampering period. That's it. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We've done so much talk today about the NFL, of course. But there was some other news today that I must share. And then I have to remind you, unfortunately, about something that took place this day in sports. I'll do that. 855-212-4CBS. Steven is calling from North Carolina. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead.
I wanted to comment on the South Carolina LSU game. First, I thought it was Bush League for Kim Mulkey to say she wished that she would have pushed Angel Reese.
Correct.
Angel Reese started talking smack
Steven,
to her from the tip-off.
Steven, turn the radio down in the back, please. I hear myself in the background. Turn it down or off.
Okay, hold it a minute.
I got to hold on a minute on my own show. What is this? Go ahead,
I'm
Steven.
I'm sorry about that, brother.
Please.
Yeah, Angel Reese and Cardoza were talking smack to each other the whole ball game.
Correct.
From the tip-off, and Angel even continued after Cardoza was ejected when they paid the last 2 minutes and 8 seconds. It was Bush League for Kim Mulkey to say, I wish she would have pushed Angel Reese. She pushed the girl who hurt her teammate.
Yes, agreed. What's
your
next
point? She did right.
Yes, what's your next
point? She did right.
Next point.
My next point is,
yes,
what they need to do is quit talking smack, and if they want to get South Carolina, beat them on the court. Keep your mouth shut and whoop their ass on the court.
All right, yeah, I agree with you, Stephen. Thank you for calling from North Carolina. I agree with both points. It's good for me, good entertainment. I'm here for it. Let them talk smack. I don't care. It's sports. If you're going to be able to talk, then by all means, you better be able to go out there and just, quite frankly, back it up. 855-212-4CBS. Now let me tell you about some terrible news. It's spring training in baseball. How the hell is the Yankees Cy Young guy, Gerrit Cole, hurt already? This man needs an MRI on his elbow. I'm like, damn, what, this the whole offseason? Aaron Boone, New York Yankees manager. Yes, he's still the manager. All these fans upset that he's still a manager. Anyway, Brian Hope talked about this earlier today, talked about this MRI on this man's elbow.
Cole has been sent for an MRI on his right elbow. The issue has been that Cole is just not recovering between starts the way he should be able to, likened it to what Cole experiences after 100 pitches during the regular season. The only problem is, here in spring training, he's only throwing 40 to 50, and a lot of that coming under controlled conditions.
He's feeling pain like he would throw 100 pitches in a game? What? Hickey, what's going on in that man's elbow?
From the likes of it, does not telling anything good right now.
Oh, my God. The Yankees are going to have to sign one of these other these pitchers. They got Rodon. He sucks. And Nestor Cortez is coming back. He was hurt. This is just sad. Well, there's some good news, I think, right? What's going on with Aaron Judge? He feels great, right?
Aaron Judge is going through some what Boone called a mid-spring beat-up, just general soreness, wear and tear. Said he does believe Judge will be back in the lineup on Wednesday against the Red Sox.
Come on, it's March. They haven't even played a game. Aaron Judge is just early. Yeah, I'm getting used to playing ball again, so I'm sore. Well, hey, how about this, Hickey? That woman, Cardoza, and Aaron Judge, they are certainly not the same size. She could look Aaron Judge in the eyes, man. She could look him in the eyes.
She could. One of the few that could on this planet.
She could look Aaron Judge in the eyes. And Aaron Judge is he's just feeling soreness. And Gerrit Cole for the Yankees is just feeling pain in his elbow like he's thrown 100 pitches in a game and he's not throwing more than 40. Real sad right now for the New York Yankees. Pitiful. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Ugh. Now I have to share with you something that took place this day in sports. Hickey, you ready for this? You already know, but are you ready?
Oh, yeah, I am ready. I guess.
This day, March 11th, 2019, the NBA shut down. Well, you could thank Rudy Gobert partially. Listen to this. This is Woj from ESPN 2019.
Rudy Gobert has tested positive for the coronavirus. That was learned in Oklahoma City prior to that game between the Jazz and the Thunder. Right now, the Thunder and Jazz, I'm told, are both quarantined in that arena. And the NBA has made the decision. They have just announced that they are suspending play, finishing after tonight's games. They're going to let tonight's games finish. But starting tomorrow, NBA play is suspended. And then the league is going to use that hiatus to decide their next steps, how they'll go forward. But this is the last night of NBA games for the foreseeable future.
Oh, my God. And by the way, that was 2020 was the COVID year. I'm mixing up my COVID years because there was so damn many of them. Oh, March 11th was also the day that this was declared a pandemic, March 11th. And Rudy Gobert shuts things down and, and here we are. Hey, Hickey, what year are we in right now, 2024?
2024.
Why does that feel? It feels further away, no? Or am I wrong?
It feels both the same time, like very far, like very long ago to think about like the how we lived, but also at the same time, it has burned my brain where I feel like hearing Woj say like they are shutting the league down indefinitely, I got like chills just remembering that.
Yeah, I remember that. I was actually this is not funny. I was in the NBA Turner Studios getting ready to go on air when they shut all the games down, which was nice. I'm joking. It wasn't nice. It was terrible. And then also, like, I had started this show. I was supposed to start the JR Sport Brief show, I think, at the end of March. And then all of a sudden, boom, there were no sports. And so, man, look, I do not miss any of that. If they say these things come around, what, every 100 years? Look, I don't miss that. Don't want to deal with it. I think in another 100 years, I will be gone. So I am perfectly A-OK with that. But here we are. We've had to go through no sports. We had to analyze The Last Dance. We went through sports. They brought sports back at the end of 2020, and they finished the season. And here we are in 2024, able to mingle and shake hands and all this other stuff. And just wash your hands, please, OK? Don't be a nasty you-know-what. People have been washing their hands before and after. It does prevent the spread of disease. So don't be a nasty you-know-what. Anyway, the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio is done. I will be back tomorrow with Ryan Hickey unless somebody gives one of us one of these ridiculous NFL contracts. If you missed a minute or a second of the show, you can hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Okay? I've had a fun time. Thank you to all of our guests, and thank you to you, every person who has tuned in and listened. I'll be back tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific, unless I get an NFL deal. Don't move here on CBS Sports Radio. Bart Winkler is up next. Thank you, Hickey. Y'all have a good night. Be safe, be smooth, be well, be cool.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.